And what was the name of this town in Mississippi?
Kosciuszko. That was where my mother was born. I suppose it was on a farm.
Do you know when your mother's father was born?
I suppose he's about 18 when the Civil War began. I don't exactly know. I don't have a record of his birth.
What does he do? Does he just go out and watch for it?
He sits out on the west. He says it's over by the Big Dipper. I've seen it so many times.
I didn't know it was still up.
Yes, it's still up. I saw it here when. Was you here the other night when we saw it? Was you here the other night?
No.
Oh, well, when my grandchildren were here, they happened to see it.
Oh boy, I bet they were excited.
Yeah, they were. They have a. They went through the, and I don't know where it was. They went in Utah. They saw these big old mastodon. That have so many teeth and things. Well, they've got we got some teeth out of our gravel pitch. You know those.
Oh my goodness.
Mastodon teeth. One tooth, you know, is about as big as this.
Holy smoke! What'd you do with your teeth?
That I gave one of them to my grand. These kids from Colorado's got one, and then my grandson in Norman has one.
Oh boy!
Yeah, when they was getting gravel out of the gravel pit, while they run onto that skeleton, big old mastodon, you know.
Oh, I bet those kids are just thrilled.
Yeah, they are, and they saw some teeth exactly like the elephant's teeth.
We have something like that.
Yes,
but the man thought they were crazy.
Yeah, he was real. Pleased with it.
Wouldn't that be a blow, though, if you were showing something in your museum and some little kid came up and said
he's got one just like it, yeah. Now, that must have come down in the Ice Age. That's where all that gravel must have come down. That's where these rocks. Now, I picked these up out of the, just out of the road down here.
See, that's a handsome. Is this new?
No, this is the same old one I've had. I tumbled them out here. And these. Now this right here, that looks like granite, some kind of granite, don't it? Well, that's just, it all came down in that, that come in the gravel. I picked these up down here in the road, you know, and I put the mailbox and tumbled them. I'm going to get some real stuff.
You mean you polish them, or?
Yes, you tumble them and get them a little bit more shiny than these. And these pieces of petrified wood, you know, I picked that up, and I think this is interesting.
Right around here, huh?
Oh, yes, just down the road here. They came out of that gravel pit. See, we put gravel on the roads. And these pieces of petrified wood. Now, they must have come down with those little elephant bones and things. I'm going to send off and get some of the real stuff to polish them with.
Lapidary book.
Yeah, I take, I subscribe for this. I like to look at it. But just tumble them and get them shiny. I'd pick up a rock. I like the colored ones better than these clear ones. They look almost like agates, don't they?
They do. Well, I think they are agates.
This is part of one of those old petrified bones.
Can't even tell what it is.
Yeah, I tumbled that with the other rock. Got out of the gravel pit.
Well, you were going to tell me about your father's father. What was his occupation?
He was a horse breeder.
Oh.
And he raised Palomino horses, and before the war he was real well to do. He always wore a black broadcloth suit and white shirt. Well, that was my mother's sorrow after he became, after the war, why he just moved off his place. Everything was wrecked, his house was burned, and his they stole everything he had. Well, he came, migrated to Texas then, and got an old kind of a poor farm there. And he never did work anymore. He was such a gentleman that Mama said he was set on the